about that exact point where we would put the fence. We have a friend of ours that he was supposed to come to kind of speak on it, but he has offered to help us build that fence pretty much in a day. He's got construction experience, knows how to do it right. We had said it was going to be, when you were asking what kind of thing, it was going to be chain link. I was like, what? I don't know fences. But, and the other thing we've done since then, just because of the consideration that you had brought up, which was good, was we wanted to make sure we had some sort of a person that was there when we weren't there. And so, the house that's there, it actually has a garage apartment, and so, which we were already going to close down anyway. And so we're going to make sure that someone's always going to be there. Because I know even other neighbors had concerns about, you know, what if, you know, you're not there and who's there. So we're going to have someone there at all times that's going to be able to make sure that the interests of our neighbors as well as us are always kind of adhered to, that'll be on property all the time. So that's something that we have also instituted in place, because we, and I'm hoping we can one day kind of sit down with the neighbors who are opposed to find some other ways, but we can do what we can do with trying to make sure everybody is comfortable and still try to do what we feel like God's calling us to do as well. So I think that's pretty much it. If you'll have any questions.
So the two things we're looking at tonight is looking for error in law in two categories. One is the operating characteristics of nightly rental were not compatible with the adjoining properties, and the nightly rental would have a substantial impact on the safety and welfare of the adjoining properties. So do you guys have any questions for her on any of those two things?
Well, you've made multiple changes in the first application at this point. And that kind of puts it out of our hands to make a decision. Okay. With the changes, I mean, it looks to me like it's going to have to start over.
Well, I know I was told by even the initial board that heard us that, you know, if we had made the changes of, like, the fence, and I know even the last one when we looked at the rules, like, as long as you did something to address the concerns. And so the initial concerns were the pond and the pool. That was essentially what was brought up by the neighbors that showed up in May, and then again at this last one. And so they were saying, you know, the buffer wasn't really enough because, like you were saying, it still puts it on the onus of the neighbor if somebody goes over there. And so we said, okay, well, let's put the fence up and make sure that it's, you know, in between there and the pond. We also showed you, that's why I brought the pictures of the pond, and there is a pretty sturdy fence there. But if the neighbor wants to pull it down or whatever he wants to do with it, we wanted to make sure that, you know, that didn't, you know, he could do what he felt like he wanted to do. And so we decided to put the fence up, and then, you know, based on some other concerns, to make sure someone's always there, you know, just based on the concerns that were brought up specifically with the denial.
Okay. And then your argument for the operating characteristics of the nightly rental that are, were not compatible with the adjoining properties is that you're a certain distance from pre-existing. That was your...
So it was that, and then the fact that, well, so there was one already that was down the way that showed that it was compatible, meaning it's there, it's functioning, it was approved at some point or another, and we've saw that it hasn't had any substantial issues with crime or police calls specifically for that there. So we did look into that to get that information. And so, and that's it's a multi-unit. And so we figured, you know, a single family unit would not be any different, maybe even less so than something that's a multi-unit right down the street from us.
What was the distance away?
What was the distance
from?
Quarter mile.
Oh, it was, yes, it was there.
Okay. You guys have any more questions for her? Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor of this appeal?
Yes.
All right. Anybody that would like to speak in opposition of this appeal?
Good evening. My name is Tucker Vernick. I'm the neighbor directly to the west, the new neighbor. You guys heard me last time. It's currently zoned ag residential. We hope to utilize that zoning, have agriculture out there that comes with equipment, animals, stuff like that. The pond is also a concern. That was the concern that was heard in the first hearing. Basically, that pond, to my understanding, predates the trench. My neighbor specifically rode me around on his mule, and he told me that he dug that pond to help their house not be flooded every time it rained. So there's a trench that feeds into the pre-existing pond that he said had a spring at the bottom of. I don't know that rerouting the water necessarily does anything with the pond. I haven't fixed the fence around the pond since last time we talked. There's still sections of the fence around the pond that are falling down. She mentioned that they would try to build a fence along the property line in a day. I don't hold that a fence that they build in a day really changes anything. You know, I'm still concerned about the incompatibility of use. We've got some young kids, don't really like the idea of having a nightly rental with new unknown people staying there every night, pseudo unmanaged. And their pool doesn't have a fence around. It has a fence on the one side with a deck, but that wouldn't really keep any. So anyway, I still think the pool, the incompatibility, I still think the pond, I haven't heard anything that really has changed from the first two decisions you guys made. That's pretty much what I've got to say.
Does a substantial fence as a buffer make a difference to you?
I would think it would make a difference. I still don't want to live next to a not overly well-managed nightly rental, personally, but I think that would add a barrier, a substantial fence.
Did she talk as that the garage was going to be maintained for someone to be on site all of the time, isn't that the way I understood?
So if it was overly well-managed, would that progress?
Yeah, I think that would be okay.
The fence and some management.
Would there be any kind of accountability, though, if 6 months down the road it was poorly managed? Would
Absolutely.
I come back? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. I think under proper management, with a substantial fence, I would be more okay with it.
Okay with your woes.
Yeah. Still don't love the idea, but I'd be right. more okay with it. Yeah.
I have a question about going back to your pond. Is there water in the pond now?
Yes, there is.
That trench has already has been dug or developed. Whatever.
Yeah, the trench is. They haven't done anything to divert the water.
It has not been diverted yet.
No. The trench has been there. I believe their house was built in 2007. I think the trench came shortly after whenever their house flooded. So they put that in to help divert the water. My neighbor said he did it. I don't know. It wasn't there. But he said he dug it to help route the water that was going into their basement or into their house into the existing pond is what he told me. And so that's my understanding of the situation.
If that water is diverted, it's not going to interfere with your lot or your house.
I don't care where the water goes personally. I think the pond's there. Was there before. I think it would be a concern of mine. I don't know that that's my chief concern. My chief concern, you know, I wasn't there at the first hearing, so it's not really what you guys are listening to. But.
So upon, what is your chief concern? Exactly.
Just because of the incompatibility of use between ag residential, nightly rental. If I wanted to live next to a hotel, I would live in town. I bought a place little bit of land outside of town. We can see their house. They can see our house. I just like some privacy. Don't really like the idea of somebody staying there. A different somebody every night who checks themselves in. You know, no vetting. I don't know. We've got two little kids, another one on the way. Just really like having a little bit of privacy and like to be able to do that. So that's the heart of my chief concern. So the pond is a concern because it's a attractive nuisance. The pool's a concern. Having no barrier, nobody knowing where the property line. They did survey it, but there's no fence or anything between the property lines. That's the concern. I think that was brought up in the first hearing, and I don't see that anything's changed on that. So does that make sense? Thank you guys. I really appreciate you hearing it.
Thanks. Somebody else would like to speak in opposition of this appeal? Okay. We'll give you an opportunity. If the applicant would like to come back up and say anything, you're more welcome.
So you brought up good points. So just so you know my background, so I actually manage properties in Texas, and I was asked to manage a few here for some other people, and so I do have some experience with it. We actually do vet the people that come in. I have very strict guidelines in place, age minimum requirements, and I've been doing it for 5 years, and so I understand just a novice person doing it. I get it, and I'm totally would be willing if neighborhood to come together and talk about what he'd feel comfortable with. So I know we reached out before, and he wasn't comfortable talking about it, but that offer still does stand if he wants to have discussions on what he's comfortable with, because it only works best if everybody can benefit. And as far as the distance, you actually really can't see each other's houses from the door at all. I actually have not seen some of my neighbors until today, some of them. So I've not seen them before. And we've been there a while. So, and we have five, you know, little ones as well. So I completely understand the pond issue. And he had mentioned that nothing's been done about the fence, but we've got it surveyed. And we have someone who actually has construction experience. He built houses, and he has offered to come and essentially get it up for us in a day with, you know, helping us to do it. So thank you for letting me rebuttal.
All right, that will be closed for board discussion. I'm sorry, was there any questions y'all had for her before I did that? Sorry. Okay. All right, we'll close for board discussion.
Yeah, the changes that she's made certainly changes the project. You said Travis wasn't okay with that.
Exactly what was stated was that we must look at each project as it's presented to the P&Z and not, and correct me if I say that wrong, but that's how we should look at it. Is that correct?
Yes, I mean, you have to look at how it was presented to Planning Commission. These are the reasons that they denied that as it was presented that night. Not to say that there might have been a reason in some kind of CUP application that's a minor fixable deal that the applicant looks at fixing, but to change the plan, they basically probably need to come back through planning with that plan to see if it was denied and then what reasons were the, you know, what are those reasons?
Well, the changes in this plan for someone on site, which is a game changer.
Yeah.
That gives supervision at all times.
Yeah.
The fence, which maybe precludes somebody from getting in a pond, you know, kids can climb it, but it shows intent. And it also probably is some barrier for entrance onto their property. Does that change it enough that we're out of bounds to approve it with those changes? Did those changes negate our ability to approve the project? Is to have to go back to P&Z? You're the guy that talked to the lawyer.
Yeah, it's
there's substantial changes brought up in
front
of us. If
the applications change, they need to come back through planning so planning can look at it presented as it's being. It's somewhat of a shortcut. You guys aren't approving the plan. You're here to see if they made an error as it was presented that night and the reasons they gave were error. They were wrong. And then I always tell every applicant, you know, bring testimony, photos, whatever you have to bring to show that those reasons were in error.
So if we were looking at this like it previously came to us, and we said the nightly rental would have a substantial impact on the safety and welfare of adjoining properties.
They
and
felt like as it was presented
right now,
that night.
That hasn't changed.
No. There's changes being brought up that they will make, but they have not been done. But it still doesn't, it changes considerably to me over what was brought in front of P&Z originally.
I agree. Based on the information in their original application, there was no error made. The application changed.
Yes.
It's not an error.
Well,
it's just now they're
and that,
presenting
and that's the thing is when you look at the situation, this is at this point, steps have been made in the right direction that could change the point of view that P&Z would have had.
Good statement. Absolutely. That's a good statement. Yeah.
So with that being said, I mean, you look at the operating characteristics of the nightly rental and its compatibility, that outlook may change based on the fact that she's changed the way that it would be operated. The safety and welfare of the adjoining properties, that impact could be changed greatly based on the changes she's planning to make with the fencing,
because of the fence and the barriers.
And the safety and the barriers and all that. At this point, I see that the applicant's making choices to make choices to move it in the right direction, but that requires changing the application because that goes back to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I think she's thinking about or going to make the changes that are required by the neighbor to make it suitable, but we can't make that decision.
Without seeing the totality of the application, we haven't seen it. We're just looking at 2 points.
Yes.
So based on two reasons they denied this, you have to make a decision tonight saying, was there error in law based on the application that night?
That was presented.
And that's what we have to make a decision on.
Yes.